Welcome to FM Yerushalmi, holding in Maestros Daf Lametes in the Oiz Vodar edition, Perek Chamishi in the middle of Aloha Aleph. We're starting Daf Lametes on the Daf at the top of the Amud. Says the Gemara, Abchia B'Shur Rabbi Yochanan de Rabbi Yudahi. According to Rabbi Chaim, it's based on how the Pnei Moshe learns, this part of the Gemara is a new section of the Gemara that's now referring to the previous Gemara. We ended the previous Gemara saying that the Mishnah that says that someone who was like it to send to his friend, his potter ben amayser, that goes a little bit there. Now the Gemara is saying, "Rabchiya b'shar b'yichron de abyudah." It's abyudah. What's abyudah? Rabbi Chaim says, referring to the next part of the Mishnah. Rabbi Loz ben Azariah says, "Im yesh kiyotzim nikorim b'shukar v'lechayavim." Someone sends to their friend something which is available in the market. It's chayav and meiser. Meaning, one can send to his friend something which is obligatory meiser. He could send him tevel, and the friend will be chayav to do meiser. So you find a concept, you find a case that a person can send his friend fruits who are not fixed. So, well, that's abyudo. V'tani can you see a brace this way? Abyudo ime m'shur b'loz v'nazayo. Ava sholech l'chaveyu atonim v'shtilim v'chavili tilton. One who sends his friend atonim, which is olives from the press, v'shtolim, young plants, v'chavili tilton, bundles of these vegetables, which is translated to fenugreek, lo yoichal at sheyaser. So the person who receives it should do meiser. It's normal to send a friend tevel this way. And the Gemara adds, even if you have a chaver, someone who keeps the dini of meisers, he sends another chaver, they have to do meiser. So someone says, chaveraya, the friend's baye. So you assume he did not do meiser. Chaver choshud, are you assuming that a chaver did not do meisers? That's very good. Regarding Meiser, we're choshu, we have suspicion that Amor did not do Meiser. But Truma, we don't have suspicion. So why are you saying by Truma that you're obligated to do Truma? Elakini, but the explanation is, it's normal to want to send his friend something which is Tevil, Tevil Gomer. And it's fine to send Tevil. Meaning, it's not because of a chashad that someone did something not right. Even a chaver, and even gabi amarad by trumo, which were not choshed the person did something wrong. It's normal in these type of vegetables, these type of cases, to send to a friend an item which is tevel, and the friend will have to do meiser, and that's the warrior mishnah like a buto that says you can send to your friend something which is obligated in meiser. So we learned in the mishnah, oikil lefes v'tsnoimnes v'toch shaloi v'toch shaloi l'zera chayv nishu goyimer. And when you take out these vegetables, the ones you're going to plant, and they're going to become hard, so then you chav and meiser, that's the garden, that's the completion. So the more of a loishani, there's no difference between lezera, between lehefker, between lechutzlarts. Whatever you take and you disqualify the meiser from it, this din will apply. Doesn't matter if you take it to plant it, or you take it to be mafker it, or you take it to send it to chutzlarts. In all these cases, once it gets to the new place, it will not be chav and meiser. You're not chav and meiser in hefker. You're not chav and meiser in chutzlarts. You're not chav and meiser once you plant it. So therefore, you need to do meiser before you disqualify from meiser. See what Tamatin we learned over there. Loyal when noisim shupei upatur mina meisers achi marech. So the oil means forever. Whatever grain that grows, you're obligated to give payot to that name, and you potur mina meisers. You have to do meiser achi marech until you do the pile and you smooth it. And in addition, it says over there, it says you can be mafkirit, and you can be potter meisers until you do the pile. So Gemara is bothered. And here you say like this, but by us we said, if you're going to make something hefker, you must do meiser before you make it hefker. And there we learned, in Maseches Peah, the one can be mafkir his grain before it became Yerua, before it was a pile, and he's not having meisers. What's the difference between here and there? So the Gemara, Tamanu mafkir ala koil. So says the Gemara, the difference is like this. There we talk about someone taking wheat and be mafkir the whole thing. So you mafkir is potter mina meiser. You're not obligated to do meiser for something you're going to be mafkir. But here, what you're going to do is you're only mafkir the new growth. Why? Because we compare it to zera. What's the zera? You're taking the leftovers and soreness. You're planting it, and then it's going to become hard, this original vegetable. And whatever grows on, that is something that you can make meiser out of it. So the ikar, the main thing, you're not, it won't be meiser, it won't grow anymore. So similar with hefker, we talk about your mafker, you're going to plant it. And then the ikar will be butel to what's going to grow. What's growing is potter mina meiser because it's hefker. And the ikar, you treat not mafker, the ikar will be butel beroiv. So that's why we said before your mafkir, you should do ma'aser, because you're not going to completely take away something and make it mutter mina ma'aser. You're going to make it batul barayiv to be potter mina ma'aser. But really, there is an obligation that we don't allow you to do right away. We say, first of all, do the ma'aser, then you go and you plant it. By chitim, if you're going to be mafkir the whole thing, so then it's legitimately potter mina ma'aser. Says the Gemara of Lamatez on base. Ve'atanino on chutzlarts. The Gemara brings a raya to what we just said, because we talk about chutzlarts. What it says about chutzlarts? Shani chutzlarts bin ikar ben legidulin. But chutzlarts, there is a difference between the ikar and the gidulin. How do we know? Because what is the ikar? The ikar grew in Eretz Yisrael. You take that to chutzlarts, it's obligated in ma'aser. But once you plant it in chutzlarts, the new growth will be mevatel the ikar. So you see, the chutzlarts you're talking about, although only the gidulin you're putting on ma'aser, but not the ikar. So by afkir, we talk about only the gidulin wants the afkir, but not the ikar. So that's what it says. We know the chutzos are different to the gedulim. So by hefker, you won't see the difference. We'll say the same thing. And we're saying that we're talking about hefker only the gedulim, and therefore you have to do ma'aser before you mafkir it. This is all very good according to Rish Lakish that says that you mevatel tevel beroiv, meaning if I have tevel, and then I have gedulim, whatever grows from it, which is potter, it's mevatel the ikar from the ma'aser. So I understand this whole discussion. We're mafkir only the gidulin, not the ikar. I have a problem with batel beroiv. Therefore, the halacha is do ma'aser before you do it. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, then you're not going to be batel beroiv. The din is tevel is not batel. So what's the problem? Let everything grow. He's going to be chav and ma'aser. The ikar will be still chav and ma'aser. So we went ahead to explain that the reason why by hefker over here, you have to do ma'aser before, because once you're going to plant it, it's going to be batel. Kurt Abirch won't be batel. So if it won't be batel, you're still obligated to ma'aser. So there's no harm to be mafkir and planting it. So why do you say you have to do ma'aser before you mafkir it? And just the Gemara, or Neymar, maybe we'll say, Ma'plik Abirch and Hashem and Lakish, Abirch and Shlakish only argue betevel shenit bal v'atayu, which means only something which is Gemar Malacha, already finished the process. But if the tevel is only midirabanan, then everybody agrees that the tevel is bottom on the roif. So because our mission is talking about something when it wasn't a gemara malacha, and the only obligation of ma'aser is only derabanan, here everybody agrees that if it's bottom on the roif, the tevel will be bottom. So Yibayle says, that's going back to the original answer that we said before. The reason before you mafkir, you have to do ma'aser, because once you'll be mafkir and you'll plant it, the ikar will be batel and the gidulim, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore you have to do ma'aser before you do it. Continues the Gemara of Memon with Aleph, Heisi, Rabbo, Bar Koyen, Kamir, Rav Yosi. So Bobo Koyen asked in front of Rabbi Yosi, V'atanin, we learn Kayotze Boy, what do we learn? Zeisei Masik, Shis Arvum, Zeisei Nikuf. The olives of Balabais, they got mixed up with the olives of the Anim. Nikuf is the wood the Anim can take from the olives. Or Inve Batsir, Inve Oidolos. Or grapes of Batsir, that means something, the grapes that are being harvested by the owner, they got mixed up with the Inve Oidolos that belong to the poor. Meaning we have your olives and grapes that are Chav and Meiser. And they got mixed up, they were Misarev in olives and grapes that are not Chav and Meiser. And it says over there that you still have to do the Meiser. And referred to even in a case where the ones that are obligated by Sarah are the mute, that fall into a bunch, which is the roif, which is the majority, that's not chavir by Sarah. Why do you say it's botel b'roif? V'loi tevel shenitvel b'divreim? Isn't this tevel only b'divreim? Because we talk about the process did not end. Grapes and olives are not finished yet. Grapes, you have to make wine out of them. And olives, you have to make oil out of them. So in the middle of the process, only b'darabanan. You just said that b'darabanan, it's always botel b'roif, even according to b'yichanan. And Ruchaim explains, Bishmei Rish Lakish, that whole Mishnah is talking midirabonon. Midirabonon, even Rish Lakish agrees, there's obligation in Ma'isa, you don't say that's batel b'roiv. All we're talking about over here is midiraisa. But Rabbi Yochanan there, in the beginning of the Mishnah, explains it's talking about deraisa. So the end of the Mishnah is clearly talking about deraisa as well. So if we just established, according to Rabbi Yochanan, would you have something which is not gubar b'locho? You say it's batel b'roiv, at least midiraisa, according to Rabbi Yochanan, how you explain the Mishnah over there that says that you're chayav in ma'aser. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, it means midiraisa. And so the Gemara, ma'amono, kayamti, we're talking about b'shemin zeisi mazik, shisam shemin zeisi nikuf. We're not talking about the olives got mixed up with olives. Saying oil got mixed up with oil, meaning it's the Gemara malacha. It's similar enough to say regarding the grapes. We're not talking about the grapes that got mixed up with the grapes. We're talking about the wine that got mixed up with the wine. So we talk about Gemara Malachos. We talk about Achiv Deraisa of Nicer. Achiv Deraisa of Nicer is now brought to Berayv. And that's why, here, that's what the Mishnah says over there, that you're still obligated in Meiser, and this is how Rabbi Yochanan will explain the Mishnah over there. With this, we conclude, Yerushalmi Meiser's Daf Lamed Tes.